to feel more confident with your finances this year? If you have 60 seconds, I can show you how quick and easy it is to start building healthy money habits that could last you the entire year just by using Rocket Money. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link all your accounts and see your entire spending picture, your subscriptions, your upcoming bills, your due dates, everything. Step three, tap a subscription you don't use and cancel it. Boom! That's money back every single month. Step four, create a financial goal for something you want to save for, whether it be a vacation, a retirement account, or a pet's birthday. We don't judge. Now let the app automatically move small amounts of cash towards your goal. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you saved. Similar to the over 10 million members on the app that have saved up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Use the savings challenge as one step closer to feeling better about your finances today at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. One more time, it's rocketmoney.com/cancel.
I'm Larry O'Connor alongside Brian Wilson.
And joining us on the line right now is legal analyst Joe DeGeneva, a former U.S. attorney to the District of Columbia, good friend of this program. Hello, Joe. Good morning.
Good morning.
All right, well, let's start out with there are more email, I mean, every week it seems like, where there's a drip, drip, drip of email stories about Hillary and her server. There was a story that came out that said that she chose not to use secure phone lines at times to discuss what seemed to be sensitive matters, according to an email exchange that we have now gotten a hold of, and that there are some suggestion that she understood the risk of using these communications.
Yeah, well, this is actually quite an old story. This has been reported before. It's just being re-reported. The bottom line is this. The complete use and non-use of secure communication by the secretary and her staff is now established beyond any doubt.
Yeah.
The only question remaining is what's going to be done about it. And I must say, I'm deflated in one sense. I was buoyed by FBI Director Comey's comment that this was not a security inquiry. He didn't know what that was, he said. He's from the Federal Bureau of Investigation, and they do criminal investigations. But there have been leaks from the Justice Department that willfulness has not been established and that there is scant evidence of any illegal conduct. That is coming from the National Security Section of the Justice Department. And that is a sign that the fix is in on any criminal case against Hillary and her aides. This went unnoticed, but the Washington Post story last week by Matt Zapatowski outlining the interview with Cheryl Mills was a clear sign that the Justice Department will not go along with the FBI.
Well, let me back up
and
here.
Will decline prosecution of any kind.
Yeah, she was asked some questions, and it got into an area about a certain area of questioning, and she got up and walked away and said that she was not going to answer his questions. Those questions were never supposed to be asked. That had to do with attorney-client privilege, but it wasn't clear to me in that story who was the attorney and who was the client and what privilege was being claimed there.
Well, very, very, very good point. Here's what the specific questions were about. The FBI agent wanted to know about how decisions were made to produce information in the Freedom of Information Act cases that involved the State Department. In other words, what was done by Cheryl Mills, the secretary, and the staff to respond to Freedom of Information Act when they knew that the State Department was not producing information from the secretary's private server? That's what she objected to. The reason is very simple. She's going to be put under oath in the Freedom of Information Act cases. How this could be placed off limits by the Justice Department lawyers is unbelievable to me.
And I think what I pointed out at the time was it sounds like the Justice Department was running a blocking maneuver on behalf
absolutely,
of
them. Absolutely, unequivocally, no question about it. Remember, I warned you about the assistant AG from the National Security Division, that he was a political hack. This is it. Let me just tell you something. This is an abandonment of prosecutorial responsibility. This is disgraceful. The agreements they had with Cheryl Mills' lawyers to avoid inquiries about how documents were produced in response to a court order is a disgraceful bit of history for the Justice Department. Everybody in that building should be ashamed of themselves. I am embarrassed as a former U.S. attorney. This is not a real investigation. This is a Potemkin investigation.
All right. So, Joe, Comey had this back and forth with on the record with many journalists last week. Catherine Herridge was one of them. And Catherine was our guest on Thursday. And she made note of this one moment where she asked Comey, listen, I hear from people all the time, they say they'd already be in jail right now if they did half of the things that Hillary Clinton did. How can you assure the American people that Hillary Clinton isn't getting special favors or special rules because she has power and she has access? And he looked at her in the eye and said, there are no special rules for anyone under FBI investigation. So do you believe that? Do you believe that Comey is actually going to recommend that there will be some sort of charges brought up, and it's the Justice Department who will drop this?
I have no problem with Comey. I think Comey's as straight as an arrow. I think the FBI is well underway. That's why they tried to ask that question. The problem is the Justice Department. This is the single most political Justice Department way, way back since the Eisenhower administration. This is so disgraceful what they are doing. And the fact that in violation of DOJ policy, a senior Justice Department official leaked to the Washington Post that they saw no evidence of willfulness and scant evidence of criminal conduct is a sign that they are going to take a dive.
So
this is a prize fight that has been fixed.
Will FBI Director Comey resign? Should he resign if
he
that's
will
the
not
case?
Resign because that's not in his DNA. I don't know. You know what? At this point, given what's going on, I have no idea what Jim Comey's going to do. I know what he should do. He should go to Capitol Hill. He should meet with the chairman of the Senate and House Judiciary Committees. He should lay out cold why they thought there was a case, and then let whatever's left of Republican oversight deal with it. But I got to tell you something. When I read that article last week in which senior Justice Department officials were quoted, I said, that's the end of the ballgame. Mm-hmm. These people, how they get up every morning, go to that great building and pretend to be representing the American people at the Justice Department is beyond, I cannot believe it.
Well, I think you're right. The fact that the Justice Department attorneys in the room during the questioning of Cheryl Mills said, this is an area that you may not explore, and that there had been an agreement between the attorneys for Cheryl Mills and the Justice Department that this was off limits.
And remember, there's one attorney representing all four Clinton people in complete violation of Department of Justice policy. One lawyer representing all four so that all the conflicts of interest can be resolved.
So they can all get their story straight.
It's unbelievable. And you know what? Look at the press. Look at the way that story was written.
Mm-hmm.
That's not a story written by a free and independent press. That story in the Washington Post last week was a press release. That wasn't a news story. That was a press release. Not one intense question asked by journalists about why something was happening. The thing that's important about that story is what wasn't in it.
Yes. What wasn't in it was any attempt to get the other side of the story.
Oh, my God. Yeah. I mean, it's like an old 13th and you whore. I mean, that's what they are.
The media. All right. Well, Joe, we know
Joe Jorgenova not holding any punches.
Well, nor should he. I mean, knowing what he knows.
Next week from Corfu, Greece.
Oh, look at you. That's very exciting. It's all Greek to me, but you'll enjoy it, I'm sure.
All right, Joe, thank you. Good stuff as always,
Peace,
and we appreciate your...
There you go. Joe ruins our Monday because it pretty much ruins our week.
When I get off the phone with Joe, I'm just angry.
Well, usually I'm excited. I'm thrilled. I'm excited that justice is going to prevail, and then he tells us today that there will be no charges against Hillary Clinton, which I've been expecting myself. And but then he just walks away and goes to Greece.
Yeah, well, here's the thing. This kind of leak is coming out of the Justice Department, and there's another side to this story, there needs to be a leak from the other side of the story. And
because the other side actually
plays by the rules. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, unfortunately. Seven.
Race to savings at Menards and start updating your home today. We offer an excellent in-stock selection of home appliances that are ready to take home today, including Criterion refrigerators, freezers, dishwashers, and laundry appliances. They're built to help make your life simple. No matter how busy life gets, Criterion appliances are ready when you are. Plus, view our weekly flyer on Menards.com and race to savings on Criterion appliances.
Save big money at Menards.